A more uncertain global security environment will certainly lead to or reinforce the uncertainties in the economic environment. And this will then have an implications of the job opportunities in our country, the kind of wages that our people can command, and even the prices that we have to pay for the commodities that we have. So why should and why would the average Singaporean be concerned? Because of jobs, wages, and prices. What is happening on the security front is closely intertwined with what is happening on the economic front. So there's one set of issues as to why we should be concerned. Now, there's another set of issues that we should be concerned, and there's more security related. So if you take the example of the most recent conflict in Iran, supposing Iran wants to take retaliation, to take retaliatory actions against either the US or Israel. They may hit out at the US targets. They may also hit out at other targets. And this may not just be limited to targets in the US or in Israel. It could be in anywhere else in the world. It could also stoke up emotions in the region, and we must be careful that this do not spill into terrorist activities or what we call activities by proxies to fulfill the aims behind of the people behind. So the security concerns have actually heightened because of all these conflicts that we are currently facing. And the security concerns goes beyond the conventional security concerns of terrorism. It could also take the new forms of threat actions, like things that happen in the cyberspace. So just to give a context, today we are not at war, but neither are we at peace. Today, every day, the SAF is operating somewhere in between. On the cyberspace, the number of threat incidents that we have to deal with every day with other government agencies is not a small number. The type of information operations that people conduct, perhaps directly on us and sometimes indirectly on us where we are the collateral, is also not something that we will take lightly. On the other hand, if you look at the Air Force, every year, the number of air threats that they have to verify to keep our airspace safe goes into the hundreds. The number of ships that our Navy and the Maritime Security Task Force has to deal with to ascertain their intent and to make sure that the Singapore Straits and our sea lines of our strategic lines of communications remain open goes into the thousands. The number of operations that the Army has to work behind the scene to make sure that nothing appears in your news cycle actually is also not small. So today we are not at war, but neither are we at peace. Today, every day, across all four services of the SAF, they have to deal with a range of threats and challenges on a daily basis. The challenge for the SAF in the past, and it is now, is to ask ourselves, what will be those new challenges that will emerge in 5, 10, or 15 years? So that we can put in place the capability development programs now, even before the threats emerge, so that by the time the threats emerge, we already have the capabilities to deal with them.